They have shark steaks, they have lobster tails, they have whole lobsters, whitefish, halibut. Of course, you can buy trout because that's native to this country. Salmon. Mm. But with the refrigeration that they have now, what happened to him?
Two other words I wanted to get you to pronounce. The first is shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah. And oysters.
Oysters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it Rocky Mountain oysters is what a word I've heard for those castrated
animal
parts.
Oh, I never knew what Rocky Mountain oysters were.
Okay.
I've heard people say things about Rocky Mountain oysters, but I never knew what they were. Okay. Now I know.
Now you know. Okay.
Now I know.
I want to ask you something about the weather around here. What would you call that when you wake up in the morning and you can't see outside because there's all this
fog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the white things up in the sky are called puffy things?
Clouds.
Okay. Now, do you have any kind of summer storms?
We do. We have terrible lightning storms and high winds and hail and sometimes terrible hailstorms. Mm. But not anything life-threatening here. I mean, in Denver, they have been known to have large enough hailstones that they do damage. One baby got hit on the head and was killed in Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of a freakish thing, you know. But we very seldom have hail large enough to even dent a car or anything like that.
How about winter storms?
Winter storms is another story.
Now, what kind of winter storms?
Blizzards.
Blizzards.
Mm-hmm. Blizzards. Whiteouts, and if it's snowing and the wind blowing, you can't see past the end of your nose.
What's a whiteout?
That's when the snow is so thick that you can't see in front of you, can't see the hood on your car. You're afraid to stop because somebody will hit you from behind. You're afraid to go ahead, afraid you'll hit somebody from behind. And that's when you pray a lot.
That's a bad storm.
That is a bad storm, but it's not an unusual storm.
Yeah. How cold does it get here in the winter?
It's not unusual for it to be 20 below zero. It's I have seen it drop to zero and not raise above zero for 30 days at a time, but that is a little unusual. Usually it goes back up to around 15 or 20, even when it's dead winter, you know. Above zero.
Now, in the winter, if you're out when it's real cold, you can get something on your
frostbite.
Okay. Do people make distinctions among frostbites depending on their severity? Do they have?
Oh, yes.
What? Tell me about that.
Well, I'm not too sure about it, but it's first and second and third degree, like a burn.
Okay.
And if it turns white, as I understand it, that's first degree. When it turns blue, that's second degree. When it turns black, it's frozen, and you're likely to lose a finger or a toe or something.
Okay, that's real helpful. How about when does it? Do you have like a freeze in the? Do you have? I was wondering about in the fall when it begins to get cold again. Do you have a frost or a freeze? Or I was wondering about the distinctions between those in the fall when it's
well, cold. If it's just on the trees and on the shrubbery, it's frost and it looks white and you know. But if it freezes, that's when the ground freezes and you can't pick it with a pickaxe.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is down like 20 below, that's when your water pipes burst.
Would that be a hard freeze?
That would be a hard freeze.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And our frost line here in some areas is 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in Summit County, over around Breckenridge, their sewer mains and water mains and all that, When the contractors bid on the jobs, they have to bid for 9 foot.
They have to dig them down that deep so they won't freeze.
So they won't freeze.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering about types of snow. Are there different kinds of snow that you get in the winter? What kinds?
In the fall, you get